brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders, because he's got his nose so far up your business, it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news.
Alrighty, folks, and another week rolls around, and Itchy and Scratchy looks like they'll be back on a regular Thursday night, just like we're recording now, because we're going to get teams back on a Thursday night from next week. Pony, what do you reckon about that?
That's going to be great, mate. We can almost then reinstate lockouts, can't we?
Well, from what they've been saying, the rolling lockouts will stay this year.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So, because it's actually written into the terms and conditions of the competition, so they'd probably have to get all 150,000 people to sign off on a rule change through the app somehow before it to happen.
I reckon they could get the 150,000 to agree.
So yeah, well, not much chance. We can't get fucking 12 guys in this league to agree to anything. So, yeah, I wouldn't have thought you got that much chance. But yeah, apparently, yeah, they're not going to change it. So that'll be interesting. We'll have the teams out, but still a rolling lockout. So hope, and I think next year they're looking at going, providing we're back to normal, which, you know, fingers crossed.
We will.
Looking at having a Saturday morning lockout. So like a normal Friday lockout and then a Saturday lockout.
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of what we used to play in kind of draft or keeper league. So that could be where we go. Who knows?
Yeah. So anyway, so this week, it's been a busy week, actually. Not so much on the trade front, but the old free agency and RFAs took a bit of a hammering this week.
Sure did. Yeah, I was surprised how many RFAs went.
Yes, a lot of RFAs went. I was expected not to move up the pile at all, but moved up to second on the list, and old disposables just sitting on top there waiting to swoop for whatever comes his way in the near future.
That's it. Once again.
So, basically, Dazed and Confused was first cab off the rank, and he decided to pick up Jack Henry.
Yeah, dropped Jackson Nelson, who I think had a 40-point game or something like that.
Yep.
What's Henry been doing?
He's been shifted down back now that Cameron's back, and has had a 99 and a 96.
Wowee.
And he's playing Rickman this week, who liked to kick the ball around, or allow defenders to kick the ball around a fair bit. So he's got Henry. I picked up... what's the other fellow's name? Henderson. So hopefully my guy gets more of it than his guy.
Or they just kick the ball to each other. But yeah, that sounds like a shrewd pickup by Dazed.
Yes, so I went looking for him today, actually, thinking no one else would notice, but should have known that old Dazed and Confused, ahead of the game, and was like 3 days ahead of me.
And just coolly spends an RFA 2 on him.
That's it.
Yep.
So next up, Spuddy's back. He's had some magic water that what's the other fella's name? Hickey. Hickey was dead and only had one leg. Drank the magic water and he's back alive and has two legs. And Buddy's had the same water.
Yep. So yeah, good pick up there. But Sarv's gone a bit quiet. Yeah, Buddy, I think, was a target of Dream Team 87 to get back. So he was quite angry to see him get picked up by Team Awesome.
Yes. Well, I can imagine he would be. So, but, you know, you got to hang on to these people if you want them.
That's it.
So speaking of DT87, he dropped... Who is Boyd Woodcock? Does anyone know who Woodcock is?
Oh, it's a shame that Jack's not here, because you could hear his chuckles when the word Woodcock... Can't mention.
Hang on a minute.
Woodcock.
Woodcock. Old Splinter Dick. As Disposables would say. So
Splinter Dick.
Yeah. What do you think of Woodcock getting dropped?
He looks like an emo.
He's got weird hair, hasn't he?
It's a bit gay, to be honest.
What do you think of Dreamteam 87 getting Ryan Burns for Woodcock and using a RFA? Good pickup?
Yeah, I would say so.
I think Burns got 75 in his game the other day.
Yeah, and he came in for people who got omitted, so.
Yeah, so should play again.
Yeah.
Jack's given that one a tick for Dream Team 87. What's going on? Are you going to do the next one as well, Jack, or is your dad coming on?
No, he wants to do it.
He wants to do it?
Yep.
All right, mate.
All right, so we're all good?
We're all good. The man got to talk Woodcock.
He got all splinter dick himself.
That's it.
So, yeah, so he's gone and Burns in.
Yeah. So, Jack reckons that's a good pickup. 75 off his first game and kind of them winning that game, he should hold his spot.
Should do, yeah. Be interesting because I know a bit of a classic this week. Do you get in for classic? Do you get in Burns or do you get in Collier Dawkins? So interesting. But anyway, DT87's got him there for this week.
Yep.
Next up, before the great man's put up his sign gone fishing, he got rid of Nick Holman and picked up another son in Corbett.
Yeah, he's really rifling through these forwards, is Aussie Merka.
So, yes. Well, that's what happens when you have key forwards. Yeah, they have good days and bad days. And if you've got a lot of them, you've got to sort of try and find the right combo.
Is Corbett the bloke that's sharing the ruck? He's not, is he?
No, that's not Burgess is the ruckman.
Yeah. Okay. So he's the one that is actually playing forward then. Look, I mean, you would hope he's not starting him.
Let's have a quick squiz while we're here. Who knows what he's doing because he's out of. Hopefully, he's got his team set up the way he's got it because he's on the field. Because he's out of range. So this could be interesting for the great man. So Jonas, Ballard, Clark, Anderson, Robertson, Wright, McPherson, Allen. So maybe Oscar Allen might be the only one who he could potentially play.
Is he expecting to get back in range maybe on Sunday or Saturday night? Because to have Allen there is emergency. I don't know, that doesn't make sense. No, because he couldn't really loop him then anyway.
No. So yeah. So anyway, yeah, he's on with the outs he has. He's on the field.
Interesting.
So he spent the RFA to get Josh Corbett, and then he figured one in all in. He spent an RFA to get Tom Jonas of all people.
Yeah, why not? If you're going to spend one RFA, then why not spend a second and basically get them for free before free agents?
Yep. So that's what he's done, and he's sitting at number 12 on the RFA order, and he's got the man he wanted.
I think Jonas has been getting a lot of chip mark at the back as well, so probably not a bad pickup.
Yeah, well, that's the only... Yeah, well, Frederick and Houston, and they've all been sharing it, so it's just a matter of who's going to get the most... Stick their trout in the trough the most. Snout?
Stick the trout in the trough.
I'm not tired at all, so don't worry about me. So there you go. So that's the last of the RFAs for the week. And then there's a bit of strategy with this first free agency pickup, you reckon. Shane Mumford being picked up off the scrap heap and Alex Neil Bullen, who's pretty stinky, 24 last week, didn't help Stars at all. I think you made -3 for Stars team.
Yep.
And old Mumford comes in.
Yeah.
Now, so is anyone in the league looking for a ruck at the moment?
I think Stars' opponent, Slippery Gypsies.
Well, there we go. So we got a little bit of a turn up for the old books.
Yeah. So he's either trying to force a trade with Slippery Gypsies or he's trying to make him play a player short.
So a bit of strategy.
Yep.
I've just lost my screens here. Hang on a moment.
I can keep going while you're getting that set up if you want. So
keep going.
Josh Battle has been dropped by disposables and he's picked up Brody Majacek.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, we saw the other week that Majacek got 100 and whatever he got, 110. So he's capable, but you just got to get him on the right week. Is this the right week? Well, we'll find out. When are they playing?
Suppose playing North, so if there is any team to probably play against, it's probably the right one. But I think Battle only a few weeks ago, he was trying to trade around and get a pick for. So,
well, I've noticed a common theme here that I know Vipers does it really well. He probably dumps someone. He offers them up for a random pick in the fifth round or sixth round and, you know, offer you his 13th for... And then you find out, you say no, and then an hour later, they're on on the scrap heap.
Yeah.
So, I suppose it's worth asking. Someone might give you something for someone before you get them gone, but a little bit sneaky.
That's it. And then the next one, mate, we've got is Lord Tomlinson getting dropped by Dream Team 87 after his...
Tragic news there for Lord Tomlinson.
Tragic ACL.
So I was going to say... The coaches who have owned him would, put out their knee brace for him, but that'd be almost 11 coaches, wouldn't it?
Be close to it. He's really got shopped around. He was originally drafted by myself. Original pony.
An original pony.
And then David Cunningham got brought in for him.
So he's one of those guys who can score well. When he gets the right role, it's just he doesn't get the right role very often.
Yep.
That Blues midfield.
I agree, yeah. Probably once again, it's so hit and miss with him. So hopefully he's got other players. But I think in your round review, it sounded like Dream Team 87 had a whole stack of bench players not playing. So
I'm pretty sure he had DNPs everywhere. So... it looks like he's stuck him on the bench to start with, so...
He might be his only benchy then.
That's it.
Although, no, he got Burns as well, so he's got a couple of bench players.
Top a few out.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Excuse me, I'm a bit tired. Can't stand ya. Can't stand being in the team anymore, and he's been dumped by Vipers.
Yeah, so he's gone. Another one that he famously shops around for picks
first,
and now he's gone, and Tippin Woody has come in.
Yep. So again, he's got 81 last week. He'll probably score 32 this week, but I suppose he's as good as any in the forward line. It's a bit of Russian roulette there at the moment.
Yeah, it is a bit. I think he's done a little bit better with this next one. So he got rid of Haywood,
and picked up old Brewsty.
Picked up Bruce. Yeah, I don't mind that. I think Bruce.
Oh, I had him for a fair while, and I had him for a bit. So,
I'm really tired. I know when you dropped him 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. I had a really close look at him, but probably forwards has been my strongest, fittest line. So,
I was almost going to get him in a week or two ago, but decided I'd get Ben Brown, which worked really well. So he's the next on the list. He's disappeared for me. And I've got Bailey Scott, who's playing the Pies this week. So hopefully the trend of Pies giving up a lot of scores to everyone continues.
And it sounds like, did Scott come back and play his first game back last week?
No.
But it sounds like he's pretty well going to get a game this week, I think, on his VFL form.
Yeah. Who's that? What's that article called?
In the mix. Yeah, I think he was in there, wasn't he?
In the mix, round 8. Isn't it sad you've got to go to Google to fucking find it easier than you can on the actual...
Yeah, it's bullshit. You can't find it direct on the website unless you spot it kind of on the day in the articles. On the
day, yeah. It's fucking horseshit. I don't know who's responsible for the AFL website, but they probably
Telstra.
Their ass fired.
Done by Telstra.
Yeah. Who are we talking about? North Melbourne Kangaroos.
Bailey Scott.
in the mix. Scott to come in for Taylor with Tyson on standby to potentially replace Bonar. Was promising the big defeat, 19 touches to goal. Yeah, so hopefully he does. And
be surprised if he doesn't get a game.
Yep. So then next up, McPherson out, hasn't really done a lot this year. So I'm hoping Lockie Henderson against the Tigers can score pretty well. He is a ex-AJS Hawker Premiership player. Who I picked up in round 23 all those many years ago to defeat Legolas, and he scored 100 that day. So another one of them would be nice this week.
Quick question. What round did you draft McPherson in the draft this year?
McPherson was round... Let's have a look. I've got it here.
Round three.
Pick 29.
So pick 180-something. He just didn't come off, did he?
No. So, sorry. I just had someone... There we go. Just had Chase come to visit. So no, just hasn't done anything. I've given him good 7 rounds to show something or anything, and that's not been there. So he makes way.
Time to move on. And then we've got Sam Simpson
coming in. And for some ungodly reason, Manic was exceptionally happy about that in the chat this afternoon.
So I wasn't the only one wondering what was so exciting.
I know he burst onto the scene with a 100 or a 90 odd in his first game, and it was good in the second. I don't know, he was pretty good as a rookie in his first 3 or 4 games, but being at Geelong, your fucking ass stinks, Jack. Go away. he plays for Geelong, who hate young people, and they just, he hasn't come on, and
I believe Manning paid a second rounder for Sam Simpson last season, so maybe it was just the price was a bit better this time.
Well, yeah, free is always better than a second rounder. Gee whiz.
Yep. Yeah, that was quite a price.
Sucked in nicely last year. Who did he give a second rounder to?
Legolas.
Fucking snake oil salesman, that man.
Legolas got him with RFA 1 and sold him for the second rounder. In fairness, Manic got a 4th rounder back, but it's still prime real estate second rounder.
Legolas. I'm just trying to find... Is it last year?
Yeah.
His name, Manic.
Yep.
Colour of Manic is pale. No, he's red. There he is there. Red.
Pretty sure it was Simpson for a second and then he got a 4th back.
It's 5th. So, and a 3rd. So
5th and a 3rd, okay.
So who the hell is H. Jones? Is that just steak knives?
That was between the throwing steak knives.
So a 3rd and Simpson and a 5th. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's got him for nothing now, and hopefully he does something for him this week, this time.
Yep, a bit of a shame for Chapman, but he's obviously at this stage
decided. I might have another fucking forced trade for my classic team. Not fucking happy with that.
Not ideal.
No. And last but not least, Narkle is gone, and Howe is in.
Yeah, not sure that Howe will be in the Hawthorn team, but he's in my team for the moment. I just had a look at it. Only reason to drop Narkle, even if Narkle was potentially going to play the way that I kind of worked it out, I'm like, I can't actually really keep him either way here. I needed that spot as cover for a few different players this weekend, just the way my games are structured. So I needed a Sunday player as the flexibility. So I actually needed to flick Narkle, not banking early on.
Yep.
And Howe's probably the best placeholder for the moment. We'll see whether he gets named. If not, flick him and get someone else.
Hmm. So there you go. That's all the RFAs and free agents. No trades this week, so we'll hold for five and we'll just see what the whispers have been this week.
Yep.
Alrighty then. So we've heard what's actually happened. So Pony, what might have happened this week or might still yet happen before the round concludes?
We've got a busy old friend out there that is starting to get back into his trade offers. Been pretty quiet so far this season, but he's throwing offers out.
Warming up now.
He is. So there's been a few offers thrown around from disposables. So
Let me guess. It involves Tom Green and Jai Simpkin.
Yes, kind of. Well, would you like to start with your whisper?
Well, my whisper is that Titch is obviously not keeperable this year for me, so I should just give him away for a packet of jam donuts or something.
So you don't think Simpkin and Tom Green's enough for Tom Mitchell?
Not quite. But, you know, keep trying disposables. You never know, you know, you might get me at a weak moment or something. Keep going.
So the other offers that I've heard that he put out there was he offered four different deals for Zach Butters.
He likes Butters.
Yeah. Who does he play for?
That's it. Well, exactly right.
So he offered, first of all, Nick Caulfield for Zach Butters. He then offered Scott Pendlebury for Zach Butters.
Ooh, now we're getting a bit more interesting. Who owns Butters now?
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed, right, yep.
He then offered Rory Sloane for Zach Butters.
Is he even playing? Is he alive still?
I think you had inside information.
Well, I've got inside information that he's going to be back this week.
And he then also threw Tom Green for Zach Butters.
Right. And he just didn't move on Zach Butters, eh?
No, did not happen. So I believe it then kind of ended with Days going back to him and saying, look, I can include Zach Butters in some sort of deal for Max Gawn. And he was told to go away. So, two coaches there just can't get on the same level.
All right. Well, I don't know. Premiership contender, Dazed and Confused, getting Scott Pendlebury wouldn't be a bad deal. I wouldn't have thought for a guy. How long is Butters out for?
He was originally meant to be about, I think, 8 to 10, and then it jumped pretty well straight away down to 3 to 4, but then it stayed at 3 to 4 the last 2 weeks. So,
Butters still 3 to 4.
Yeah.
There's been no adjustment in the return time frame for key youngsters.
Yep. Right. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I think he likes his potential going forward for the future. So, Dazed isn't going to give up Butters lightly.
Fair enough.
Also,
but dispose, just if you're listening, dispose, that's better. All right, that's much better. Keep going. That's reasonable, at least.
So, would a Pendlebury and Tom Green do it for Tom Mitchell? Get Pendlebury back to you.
You keep trying there, disposals, Pony. Here. Keep trying.
And last but not least in the trade whispers was Slippery Gypsies sniffing around a few different ruck options. So
what? So the 110-point scoring from a fortnight ago, Sinclair, is what, no good now? Is that what he's trying to tell us all?
Well, I think he's a little bit worried he might not get named this week.
dear, oh dear, goodness gracious.
So he's knocked on. He's knocked on his opponent for this week, Stars' door.
Yep.
And said, "What do you got?" So there's been some talk there about a Zach Smith deal for a sixth rounder, but I think Slip A doesn't like doing trades, so he doesn't like giving anything up. So at this stage, he's balked, and B Stars isn't really wanting to help the guy who's about to play.
So that's a fair point too.
It's a bit awkward. It's like dancing with your sister, that kind of trade.
That's it. But I think we did notice that with the news that Duggan is not playing, someone is a little scarce for numbers in the back line.
Yeah, Stars really needs either Hartlett or Newman to play, and I don't think that's going to happen. So there might
maybe a CJ for Mummy deal or something.
Yeah, CJ for Mummy could get it done.
So there you go. You know, and then there's a bit of win-win for everyone there. That's how you get deals done, peoples.
The other door that Slippery's knocked on was Aussie Merkers before he went bush. So he inquired about Peter Wright, and Aussie Merker was chasing a second rounder for 2 metre Peter.
That wouldn't have got very far with poor old Slip.
Once again, I think Slip was kind of looking for a, you know, I'll give you a ninth or a tenth rounder or something, nothing at all, and hand me over Peter Wright, and second rounder was certainly not what he was expecting.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, it's looking pretty thin on the old free agency list. Just having a quick look here. A Barty 35, a Martin 45, a Burgess 52, and a Campbell 54, and Mr. Rookie Ruckman himself 67. So, looking pretty sparse on the old waiver there. So, will someone blink, or will it be one of those five crabs for Slippery this week?
Will be very interesting where he goes with it. Probably the last thing to mention before we wrap up is looks like there's four new names on the players on offer list.
Oh, haven't checked that one today.
You can forget Finlay and Gunston. I'll get rid of them now. So it's been sitting there for a while. So Mannix would
draw players up. Oh, there you go. There's two Ruckman there. Let's see. Hey, the list just got shrunk by two.
Yeah, sorry, so, I just got rid of my two that shouldn't have been there.
Jordan DeGumpy. Jack Higgins. We've got a 63 averaging person, 51 averaging person, and two Ruckman. All right, well, unfortunately, this won't be released in time, but Slip, I hope you've done a good deal with, you know, there's Ruckman galore out there. Hickey's available. So, you know, get a deal done, son.
Yeah, you could get the handcuff with Sinclair and Pav Hickey, but yeah.
You actually got to give something to get something, though. That's how it works. That's how trade works, guys. All right? Just we'll go over trading. We might, during the buys, we might do a trading 101 lesson. So when we get disposables and legless to run it, because they get the most deals done.
They do, yeah.
So yeah, there we go. All right, folks. Well, that's everything that's happened and almost happened or could be happening. And that's about it. So the only thing to do now is to say happy Bucks Day to DT87, and we'll see you all there on Saturday.
We will do. We'll catch you then, mate.
All right, mate. Catch up.
See ya.
Stars, are you recording a phone call?
No, why?
Here we are again, another week.
We're back. We're still here. No one wants us, but we're still here.
Yeah. Look, at least I'm not having to wear a mask at the moment, which is nice.
Yeah, we're at the safety of our own homes, own desks, no masks. Fantastic.
ready to talk about another week of AFL Fantasy Football BTTW Draft.
It's a big weekend to this one. Obviously, fuck the AFL and fuck the footy. But, yeah, big day tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, game over for
someone.
We
should all be there, right?
Yep.
Oh, it'd be just like draft day.
Game over for someone, hey?
Yeah, that's true. And you not
must
you.
You must be one of the last holdouts, buddy.
Well, I'm hoping our first one. Yeah, it's not going to last long. I'm sure there'll be a Bucks party soon.
All right. Until then, let's get into the AFL fantasy.
Let's do it.
All right, first game, Stars v Slippery Gypsies. I suppose I should go through your team.
It's game over already, isn't it?
Yeah, you're how fucked,
many,
mate.
How many hand grenades can one guy have before he realises it's just... Worry about it.
Any chance that you could get a team named?
Nope. I get one player back, I lose two. That's the way it goes.
In the back line, you haven't had anyone play yet, but Scrimshaw had a massive week last week. You've got Newman, Hartlett, Wiedering, obviously, as a flyer, and Callum Mills as a gun. Should return to the midfield this week with Rampy coming back in. Midfield, Brownlow medalist Sam Walsh is in red-hot form.
Sorry, you mean Hugh McCluggage, Brownlow medalist?
No, I think Sam will beat him to it. Or Brandon Ellis, the number one fantasy player in the AFL. Far out.
Just want to say a big thank you to Days and Confused. I owe you one.
Yep, that's a bit of a gift, that one. Third round, too, so that's handy.
You all had a chance to get him, apart from Vipers. All had a chance.
Hey, snooze, you lose. Sam Metagola had a really impressive 109 tonight, so that's a bloody good score. The rest of that midfield is just, guns, absolute gun midfield. You've got the big panther in the middle there, Nick Nat. I expect him to go well, as always, especially against the Hawks. Moving into the forward line, trouble. So Isaac Heaney's not playing. I'm not sure if you know that. I assume you've got him on the field because you're looping.
Yep. We'll work something out for that. I think we'll find a Josh Bruce in the rough.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, someone that will just knock out a 150 for you.
I think so.
And then do we know if Tim English is playing?
Beverly's being a fuckhead, he'll play.
And then you've got Isaac Smith pumped out of 108, and then Jack Rewalt.
I can't wait to get some forwards back so I can fuck that guy off.
Yeah,
I hate him so much.
Yeah, crab. So look at you. We quickly go through your bench and your emergencies and moving on.
Yep, moving on. Slippery Gypsies. So Nick Boston was his first game back, I believe, in a little while. 44 is under par. That's trash. Ray, he loves just having that forward defense. Is just so handy. CJ, fuck, he looks good.
Two first round picks.
Well, recently, but he looks good. And Noble and Lloyd. Noble versus North, and Lloyd is just an absolute gun. Midfield, Shane Edwards. 66 has been... He's been very solid, but that was unders, and he does look to have an ankle injury.
Some sort of syndesmosis, would you say?
The buzzword going around, so see how we go. I mean, he has the Brownlow Miller pretender, Petrarca, Jared Lyons, O'Meara. Is O'Meara back or not?
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% he gets named.
Okay, and Parrish finally playing in the midfield, so decent midfield there. Andrew Phillips. There was a bit of a... bit of cat and mouse this week with the old rucks, so we'll see if Andrew Phillips can come and play a role.
He's got the fourth of three options.
Yeah. I tried to deny him a few of the ruck options and probably backfired in my face.
You wouldn't say.
Just a bit of a laugh there.
Oh, dear.
Do a deal with me, Slip. Come on.
It's just trade.
Take Zach Smith, please. The people I tried to flog off too. Forward line, Himmelberg, Langford, Snelling, Fritsch, he got off somehow for elbowing a guy in the head. I don't know how that works. And Link, the Stink McCarthy. So sort of not sold on that forward line, but I believe his defense and his midfield has nothing to make up for it. And really, I mean, how can you lose to has two donuts?
Yeah, you're missing a lot of bodies. You've got the midfield engine, but yeah, I'm going with Slip here.
Yeah. Congrats, Slip, on the win.
Well done, mate. Nice. Flicking over.
Monkeys. Oh, here we go. So I heard
someone
on Twitter this week saying that the showdown was the biggest rivalry in AFL.
Wrong.
This is it.
So I'll go through Boffa's team. So Disposable's got an absolutely cracking lineup. Dan Houston was supposed to be injured, obviously not. He's just junking it up this season. Daniel Rich has been really good in the back line. Blake Hardwick's been really consistent. And it looks like Nick Caulfield's finally turning up to play the last couple of rounds. So very solid back line. The midfield, it's Sloan. Massive inclusion. That is, gets up
for
the big
showdown. Was he back for the B battle?
He's back for the Bs.
Yes.
Battle of the Bs. Dun, 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 dun. So we've got Treloar, Brayshaw, Wines, Pendlebury, Simpkin. I mean, what a midfield. Ruck coming up against Tom Hickey. Is Max Gawn, in real life, but also in this matchup?
I love this.
Is Max Gawn the second, or probably the third best ruck on the ground?
Yeah, easy. Third best ruck.
And then moving into the forward line, he's got Brodie Mychek against North, so that's smart coaching. Connor Rose against Adelaide. Aaron Hall against Collingwood. This could be ugly. And then Marshall and Fife. What a brilliant forward line. He's got a couple of good emergency options there in Tom Green and Ryan Burton. I mean, a bit cute having Ryan Burton on the bench, but hey, when you're spoiled for talent.
Who would you leave out of the defence there, mate?
Jack Sinclair.
Okay. Going at 75?
Yep.
Interesting. Bold. I mean, a guy going at 71?
Yep. Look, I told you what I thought. Move on.
That's why you're at, wherever you are.
Bottom of the ladder.
Monkeys. So, 3 wins in a row. He started off absolutely shockingly, but the last 3 wins, he's got the momentum going behind him, and he's got scores on the board. So, at currently Disposable 0, Manic Monkeys 151, and that's on the back of Tom Stewart 105. Fuck, I love him. He's a good player.
Yep. Another one of those nearing 30 Geelong players.
Nearing. That's Ben Jones. Luke Ryan, I don't think is playing this week. Will Power and Alex Witherden, without any Eagles defence, his spot in the best 22 is now locked in.
Yeah, he's definitely locked in. The only question mark is whether he's getting a little bit more of a defensive role. But against Hawthorn, expect him to junk up. The Hawks are trash.
Midfield, Tim Kelly showed why the Eagles bothered to give up too many draft picks for him for once. About time. Tom Sheed's a gun. Took Miller. No one's ever heard of him.
Other than Brownlow, polling Brownlow votes.
He's going at 114 average. Oh, dear. Nice call, Hawker. Sarong, we gave him the rocket a few weeks ago, and he's come back firing. Blake Akers, Crouch, and Lipinski. Is probably back in that best 22 with the Dunkley injury a few weeks ago. Tom Hickey, he snaked him under Slippery's grasp the other week, and he's looking good. He still is great. Named Sinclair, but Sinclair should be up forward, I believe. Yeah. All right. One to go. Averaging 151. I've never liked the guy. I always felt that he had to kick too many goals to score any points. He has the keys to the midfield and doesn't bother to touch the ball. So,
obviously still on his L plates when it comes to football.
Someone says something about bootlaces. I'm not sure what, but
look, Mark McClure said that he's not Dusty's bootlaces. I think
I'm not sure what that means.
He's not. Dusty's bootlaces are better than Jordan DeGoey is what he's getting at.
Yeah, when you have to score goals to get any points and then you're not playing in the forward line scoring goals, it's not going well.
Yeah, no, I think this is the week against North Melbourne. He has to score 100. North Melbourne are shit.
He can't do it this week. He never will.
Yeah. Side bottom will. So will Dacos.
Yeah, they're good players.
Yes.
Sean Darcy, I think, is named, should play this week. And then Sam Simpson has done something this night, 46, but I think a hamstring.
I think he slipped on the sperm that Manic dropped.
Yeah, a bit. there was stuff flying everywhere tonight after it was named. So, heartbreaking. Who do we have here in the Battle of the Bees?
I think it's going to be a lot closer than Manic would like to admit, just because he's got a lot of blokes with, you know, two Eagles, three Eagles against the Hawks and three Collingwood players against North. But I'm still leaning towards Buffer.
Should be. I've got a Uber ride with them tomorrow, so it should be a fun conversation with the two combatants, and I'm going Disposables.
All right, let's move on. The great man. Currently, Live Ladder has him sitting in the top four versus last year's Premier.
How would you be losing to the bye and then pumping out a world record score?
Oh, huge. Huge. So last week had a massive score. This week he's got – so the projections aren't really being too honest because he's got Jordan Clark there with the loop. I'm not sure what he's looping. That's
a bold call. I think
going the loop, yeah, going the loop early is –
it's very the wrong way. It's the wrong order. It's a different order. He's fucked it up.
Sure.
Oh no! What's he done? This is the world record holder.
Oh dear! There's a hangover. There's a hangover. The rest of that defence: Bailey Dale's been a free agent pickup of the season. Lukosh has some Markov have been great. Stephen May I expect to go really well against Buddy because Buddy's old as rocks. The midfield, Ben Keys, gun, absolute gun. Andrew Gaff, I'm expecting to go bloody well against the Hawks this week. And then he's obviously got Mundy and Florent. Well, Mundy winding back to Clark. Florent had his best, probably his best game of his career last week. And then speaking of best games of their career, Zach Jones last week. Wow. Geez, I thought he only got up for games against Pony, but 151 last week. That's pretty impressive. Brody Grundy this week comes up against Todd Goldstein. I don't think that's going to be a big problem for Grundy, and I still expect him to get his 100, just getting marks and kicks around the ground. Darcy Cameron, geez, he could kick a bag against North. He
could.
Played really well. Well, he played really well the last few weeks, so
yeah.
79 and 120. Going into the rest of that forward line, Corbett is, you know, averaging 84, but I think that's from three games. That's pretty good. Can he keep it up? Norton, absolute A-grader. Jack Darling, A-grader. And Joe Danaher versus Fremantle. Get ready for a bag.
They're defenders. Where are they playing? They're playing at the Gabba, aren't they?
Yeah. No, okay. Yes. Yeah, they're playing at home. And then he's looping in Tom Jonas.
Yeah, so probably just best to not play Mike there, I would have thought. Just...
Yeah.
It's just me, maybe.
Well, he's got Saad, Ballard, and Jonas on the bench. So that,
I mean, you don't have to laid out with Dale or anyone or May.
There are options.
I'd say poor coaching, but.
Yeah. Poor coaching. What do we got on the other side?
DT87. So, Fence, there's a few question marks here with Zach Williams coming back and Ethan Hughes. I'm not sure what happened to Ethan Hughes last week. He injured?
Did he return? Was he missing last week?
No, I think he got injured halfway through, potentially.
Okay. Ooh, sure. Okay. Yeah, well, not sure. Does he come back?
I'm sure an actual superior coach here will have him on the field if he's playing. James Harms is back either this week or last week with his wrist injury, and then Bruce Smith and Aish looking good. Cam Guthrie, 139. The waiver wire pickup of the year last year. Just keeping on what he's doing.
Parker's what a gun, averaging 112.
He's a good midfield. Parker, Kennedy, Greenwood, Langdon, Weller, and Wingard. He's got on the field here. I think he's back this week.
Yeah, I think Wingard's playing.
He's got two forward midfielders playing the midfield. If I had a actual midfielder worth its weight in gold, I'll try and sell him, but I don't. I don't trade anyway. Big O in the ruck, Shai Bolton 85 in the mark of the year.
That was a cracking mark.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Hine, Pickett, Fogarty, and Cunningham, not the Cunnington, with Liam Baker 69 on the bench, nice score. Tom Lynch 31. So that's how you loop. Like, you play an actual player playing first, you put him on the bench, then you decide. That's how you do it.
Look, yeah. I'm going DT 87 here just because he doesn't put blokes
blame. Yeah, cracking game. These are two absolute powerhouses.
Merkers, the only way to play himself out of this is by making bad decisions.
He's the best coach and the worst coach. Yeah, I'm going DT 87 here.
All right, moving across.
Speaking of worst coaches.
His team's had a win tonight, an absolute belter of a win. But his fantasy team...
Is that why you're not coming tomorrow?
Maybe. That could be it. But far out. So, flying through this defence, Hibbard, averaging 69, hasn't been embarrassing. Tom Doty's been really solid, averaging 69. Ridley should go really big against GWS. Jeremy Howe, okay, so he's obviously got the loop here. Nope. Don't know what he's doing. Get Howe off the field, you fucking numpty.
Yep. Oh, but defenders, North Melbourne.
Yeah, well, it's good if he's playing. and then Aaliyah has been bloody good. Look for a trade to slip. Going into the midfield, this is where it gets a little bit shaky for mine. So Ross Robinson, you know, what Ross are you going to get? He's averaging 87, so he's not being embarrassing. Mitch Robinson's been pretty good the last couple of weeks given their injuries. Tucker looked a bit flat with his first game back. Patrick Cripps is obviously the lesser of the Cripps.
Wrong Cripps.
Anderson's been great. And Callum Ward's been really a pretty solid citizen. And Libba's been a gun this season as well. Moving into the ruck, Mr. Worldwide, how long does he stay? Does Tom DeConte take the spot? Hey, I know a bloke that's got a few.
I asked the question.
And then moving into the forward line, Tom Atkins, 66 tonight, was solid. Jack Zeeble, get ready for 150 against Collingwood. And then the rest of that forward line is a little bit makeshift with Stringer, McDonald and Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Howe is going to be looping in Zach Tui.
Ah, smart.
Why don't you just play Zach Tui from the start? My question.
Yeah.
They've all got green ticks next to all the other players. Fair enough.
Do the loop.
Yep.
Good coaching.
Sorry, Vipers. You're actually okay, I think.
It's not going to matter.
It won't matter at all. Because next, playing the powerhouse, it is Ponyfish Islanders. Our number one ranked coach. All I can see here is win, 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 win.
I don't see an L coming anytime soon.
Just to go through it, like, there's no weaknesses in that defence. The midfield now, he's got the Perryman back. Duncan pumped out 135. Joel Selwood ducked his way to 82. He's got the new player, the new recruit Brayshaw in, so see if he can score like a 70, I guess. You never know.
Yep. As long as he doesn't get a head knock.
Yeah, well, that's around the corner. Goldie in the ruck has been solid, but nothing spectacular this year. He's definitely dropped off, unfortunately, in his old age. Forward line, to have Josh Kelly in the forward line, Jaden Stevenson, Gray, Warner, and Tex Walker.
Fuck.
Time for Tex to move on. Yep. Why are you not playing Luke Jackson?
Yep, I have to agree with you. Tex or Robbie Gray should be on the bench. You've got the best ruckman.
Yeah, so that's...
So there's 0.1 point between Jackson and Gray. Who do you want on the field?
Pony,
the 33-year-old or the 20-year-old?
Pony, you're making me upset here. Play Luke Jackson, please.
Yep. You're gonna win anyway. Give the guy some time on the ground.
This is the perfect time to play him.
Got the bye.
Well, not quite. So not the buy, but you got a buy.
Not the buy. It's pretty close. It's the warm up to the buy. All right, moving over to the next game. Coming up against the juggernaut that is Dazed and Confused is myself. So I'll go through Dazed.
Yep.
Bloody good defence in Shepherd, Salem, Isaac coming. So there was a bit of concern from some people out there, especially in Classic World, oh, would Whitfield affect coming? So the answer is no. He got 88 last week. And then Miles Bergman has been far out. He's been super impressive for Port Adelaide. And he's holding his spot over some, you know, some talent. So Bono can't get his way back into the team. So he got 83 last week. I expect him to go pretty well against the shitty Crows outfit. Moving into the midfield, well, it speaks for itself. Oliver Merritt, Boak, Robot and Pepple. He's got Viney missing, so he's probably going to go a loop somewhere. It looks like maybe he's going to loop Ham. He might see how Ham goes because they've got the first game tomorrow. Or the second game tomorrow. And then if he goes terrible. Oh, well, then you can chuck in. Terrible. You can chuck in a Reece Matheson or something.
Okay. I mean, I hate to question the great coach.
Don't question the great coach. Get back in your box, buddy. you'll get your chance to question him next year after you play the grand final this season. Moving into the ruck division, he's 68 from Nankervis tonight. It's bloody solid. Dustin Martin.
The tank.
Yeah, he's just Mr. Consistent, though.
Trying to tackle Selwood, and Selwood ducks his head and gets a negative three.
Yeah, that was shit. Should have been a plus four with an eight, but obviously I'm not too devastated. But I don't know. I think he's just an 80 averaging ruck. Like any other line, you'd take that. If it was a forward or a defender, you'd be keeping him. So smart coaching. Yep. Dustin Martin, 67, is probably a bit down.
Did you say being on a 2-week bender in New Zealand might have affected his score?
Oh, I'd say he's probably got COVID. He started off like a house on fire, but speaking of houses on fire, he's got a little bit of a loop action on the bench here. Jeremy Cameron, 121. I think it's too risky. I probably wouldn't be taking that loop.
I reckon I could back a Lockie Schultz or a Walters to get higher than that. Brenda easily. So I'll just keep Cameron there in case there's a late out, but I don't think it's worth the risk to do anything drastic.
I agree.
All right, your spud team?
Yeah.
You got the win, mate. You got the win last week. What are you complaining about?
Look, you ride high for 1 week and then it all comes crashing down.
That in short, but you know, he was spudding in the first quarter and then junked it up to 90. Whitfield got 110 last week of fuck all game time. You got the small potato doing well. You got Jack McRae, the highest, probably is the highest averaging player in fantasy this year.
Nah, not yet, not quite.
You got the gift of Hunter and Zorko. Zach Graham with a 71.
I was happy with Jack Graham.
How have he lost so many games? Ainsworth, Phillips, Pell Peppers back, Harry Mackay. Tarrant Thomas is shit.
Take what you can get. He's averaging 66. It's not the worst, but fuck.
Can you imagine you got Tom Lynch still?
Yep. No, the big toe.
No Charlie Constable on the bench?
No.
I was going to have to do a big spill about trying to let go. If you love something, let it go. If it loves you back, whatever.
A lot of hard words.
Finally, you've just dropped it. Thank you for that. Will it help you? No.
No, it's not looking pretty. But I do have two emergencies this round, so that's pretty exciting.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, exactly. You're jealous.
I don't know what they are.
Eat shit. Get an emergency, bro.
Right.
What do you reckon? What have we got? What's next? Team Awesome.
We had the bye versus the Wooden Spoon last week, but it turns out, no, it's this week. It's the 11th versus 12th. Yeah, wow, this could be an absolute cracking game.
So, going through Team Awesome's team,
yeah.
Sam Doherty against the Dogs is just, he's averaging just under 100, and I I really rate Doherty, but he might struggle against the Dogs. I'm interested to see how he goes. Fantasia has been pooped, but he's back home against Adelaide, so I'm expecting him to go all right. Rotham should be getting a pretty good junk. Put Hooley on the field this week. That's a smart coach, and don't be cute. Don't loop that guy. He got you a 76. Just that's good. Picked up Rampy, but dropped Blickavs. Thoughts on that call?
I think it was in the chat. Blitz, you never know what he's going to. Where he's going to play? Is he going to be locked down forward? Is he going to be at the midfield? Is he going to be ruck? So,
yeah, but they dropped their number one ruck.
Yeah, I probably would have gone blitz ramp, but Rampy can be hit and miss as well. So, I mean, time will tell.
Can you answer the question for me? Why was Blix a restricted free agent
when he was dropped? The Royal Commission is underway. I can't speak while it's in process.
Moving into that midfield, everyone sort of took piss at him, but Amon's been an absolute gun. Still against the Suns, I expect to go pretty bloody well. He's got Dumont on the field, so he's looping in Higgins there for a 78. UDL's returned. Devon's been a bit flat. Warple, can he back it up after last week's 100-plus? Should be interesting to see. Going into the rucks, Big Boy's been able to shift into the ruck there with Stanley going, so that's a pretty handy replacement.
Probably would have preferred Bumford to be in the ruck, to be fair.
I'd have to agree with you. I probably would have. A smart man would have done a reasonable trade.
he would have had him for nothing.
The big tomahawk, 107 tonight. So, yeah. But could have been 119 if
not
Gary Rowan got the fuck out of the way.
Gary, it's not about you, mate. It's about the big boys. Fuck off.
I dare say he's going to get another visit to the physio tonight. Not the kind that he wants. So, what do we got on the other side?
AJS Hawker. So let's build up this. You know, Hawker, he didn't have the lowest score last week by about 5 points. So, congratulations. Keep going. You're doing well.
The young kids are building.
Oh, are they building or are they plateauing? You got Impey's been an absolute great pickup. Lucky Scholl's been he just runs and runs and runs all day. Keith and Lever are sort of your key defense posts that take a few good marks and kick the ball a lot. Prona's been up and down, but when he's up, he's really up. So, yeah, not sure about that defense at all. Definitely some talent there for the future. Midfield led by the pig, Tom Mitchell. Tom Powell is on track for an absolute belter of a first season.
Yeah, he's a gun.
Putting in our teams in classic, actually getting over the line. Parfitt, how long does Maine keep getting named for Collingwood before they sort of decide to move on to the younger kids? Perkins looks fantastic and also can play a bit of fantasy football.
Yeah, he's far out. The last couple of weeks, he's been pretty impressive. So, I mean, sometimes it takes these guys a bit of time to warm up, but, you know,
he's got a good coach.
That's true.
Gordon and Young, he's actually... He's taking the piss here. He's got such a young team. He's picked up a player.
Picked up a young bloke, literally.
A real young bloke. Lysette, a bit down last week. Near the rest, potentially.
Latham season.
Easy. Tom Green's a gun. Motlop. Phil Thorpe.
Yeah, he went missing, didn't he?
Yeah. That's probably what you expect from a first-year ruck slash forward. Gibbons and Schoenberg in the forward line. How do you? Henderson did well on the bench. That's a positive, right?
Does he loop Henderson 78?
With his team, I would.
71, so?
Probably would. Have anyone in defence that's not playing? Oh, no, sorry, all day. You can put all day on there.
Yep.
So yeah, why not? Fuck it.
I reckon maybe Keith or Lever.
Yeah, I think this one, I mean, you really can't lose here. Team Awesome versus the bye.
Yep, congratulations, Team Awesome, well done.
Good open, because it means you pump out a world record.
Yeah, that's true. Well done, mate. Well, we got through another week. Hopefully it's mask-free lifestyle for a few more weeks of our life.
Yep, and looking forward for tomorrow, one of the mandatory events that we've got on.
Oh, okay, yep. I didn't get an invite. What time is it?
ask Money Monkeys. He knows the time and the address.
All right, Stars. Have a cracker.
All right. Cheers, all. See ya.
Ciao.